Now, we're changing the normal structure today. We're going to cut straight to a feature story in the Cairns Post of juvenile crime. Of course, the epidemic that we're enduring at the moment is critically important and number one concern, really, to the people of Far North. Listen to this. This is page 3, Cairns Post, written by Isaac McCarthy. The desperate plight of Far North victims of crime has been the subject of fierce debate in state parliament as politicians clashed over whether tougher laws would make a difference to the lives of Queenslanders. Now, it goes on to say, baby, you heights, mum. This is Janelle Reganzani, who became a collateral victim of Cairns' youth crime problem when her car was allegedly rammed the same week her house burnt down, had her case recognised in yesterday's question time session. Now, Ms. Reganzani was on her way to buy milk when a youth in a stolen vehicle struck her car in September. She's since been without a vehicle and says she's been paying $700 a week to hire a car. This is what she said, quote, "They have to change the laws. Police need to be given more powers to keep these kids from reoffending." She went on to say this, "Innocent people are getting hurt by these youths who have no fear of the law whatsoever." Now, it goes on to say Queensland's LNP dedicated yesterday's question time to, quote, "victims of youth crime." Ms. Reganzani's story was given airtime in Parliament when opposition legal affairs spokesman Tim Nicholls referenced her in a question put to the government. Here's the quote. "When will the government take action to fix the out-of-hand crime crisis so people in Cairns are not terrified to go out to the shops and go out in public?" Unquote. And he put this question to the Attorney-General, Shannon Fentiman. In response, Ms. Fentiman said, "The state government had already introduced extensive changes to ensure punishment for youth offenders was adequate." She said, quote, "On this side of the house, we will always take an evidence-based approach to ensure that we deal with this small group of repeat offenders," unquote, she said. Anyway, the Attorney General said the government's presumption against bail for youth offenders reform had led to significantly more young offenders being denied bail than under the previous LNP government. Now, the opposition leader, David Christopherley, asked the Premier how many more people needed to become innocent victims of youth crime before the government started to act. The Premier insisted the government was listening to the community and trying to address the problem. Now, Ms. Reganzani was pleased her situation was heard by the state's Legislative Assembly after being unable to secure meetings with several state Labor members of Parliament from the wider Cairns region. This is what she said, quote, "If the government has spent $500 million on youth reform, what have they spent it on? Whatever it is, it certainly is not working." She said, "I'm actually terrified to go out on the road and drive. That's how much it's affected me," unquote. Now, just coincidentally, we're able to get through, if I can cross quickly, yes, we can now, actually, just briefly, because he'll be called away in a few minutes' time, I would imagine, to Parliament. He's the state leader of the opposition, LNP member for Broadwater, David Christopherley. Good morning.
Good morning, John, and thanks for your ongoing interest in this, mate. It means a lot.
Well, I've got to thank you for getting it out there in a way that must cut through. The coverage in the Cairns Post today, I've got to say, is excellent. It gives you a bit of a picture, and you didn't need to be given that picture. You know already just what we're enduring up here and the frustration we're experiencing. You seem to carry that to the floor of Parliament effectively yesterday.
Thanks, John. And the fact that it got covered right across the state is a good thing because it can show every Queenslander what these communities are going through. And these repeat offenders are ripping the guts out of places. And Cairns at the moment is ground zero. When you look at some of the figures coming through, it's just harrowing. And the government has a problem with listening. It has a problem with understanding that things are as bad as what they are. It has a problem with local MPs who roar like lions in the Far North and then come to Parliament and sit there like meek little mice. And when that happens, no one wins. So we decided that we would dedicate all of question time to giving a voice to the voiceless. And I tell you what, Janelle's story from Bayview Heights, you could feel the mood of someone whose life has been torn apart by a repeat young thug. And we've got to do better than that as a state, I can tell you.
You can multiply Janelle's story by hundreds, if not thousands. And also, what hasn't been mentioned here, and I've got to repeat this again, the elderly in our town are quivering in fear every night. Because these little grubs are getting into those rooms, their homes, their bedrooms, and the poor elderly people can do absolutely nothing to defend themselves. I had a senior police officer say to me, it makes him sick, the fact that these kids can do this endlessly without any effective restraint. They are now carrying knives and screwdrivers, and no matter how hard people try to make their homes burglar-proof, is proving very, very difficult. These kids are now carrying equipment that'll break almost anything. Any lock. So it's not just people out there on the roads, and particularly elderly people are feeling particularly fearful about this explosion in juvenile crime.
Indeed, John, and unfortunately yesterday, in answer to the questions, we heard all the usual buzzwords from the government. We heard about that it's complex and that there's an extensive package, and the Premier even said, oh, it's only 10% of the offenders who cause all the trouble. Well, then deal with them, for goodness sake, if it's only 10%. Deal with them. You can't keep having a situation where you have some people onto their 30th and 40th chance, and it just goes round and round. And the only thing that changes is which family and which street is next, because it's the same people who are ripping these communities apart. And I'm sorry, but the system doesn't work, and the government made one of their first decisions was to water down the youth justice law in 2015. That's 7 years ago now, nearly 8 years ago when they came to office. That was one of the first thing they did. Well, it's coming home to roost, and you've got a generation of these young thugs. They are prepared to post what they're doing on social media. They'll go into a police car park and do burnouts. They'll come into your home with absolutely no regard whatsoever. And communities across the state are feeling it, and we're going to continue to pressure the government to make change. And let me assure you, John, if they don't, well, then we will once government changes in 2024.
Yeah, time frame on policy is something we're keen to hear from you. Now, admittedly, what, 2 years out from an election or something? But loosely, could we be hearing something in the 6 or 8 months leading up to that election, something specific to give us some hope of some sort of solution to this nightmare, if indeed you are elected to Parliament?
There will be no Queenslander, particularly no far northerner, who doesn't know exactly where we stand and what we will be doing. And it will be comprehensive, it will be deep, and we will be spending a lot of time and resources to make sure that everybody knows that life will be different. I'll make one point, though. At the heart of every reform we make will be consequences for actions. Consequences for actions, not excuses, not buzzwords about complex and extensive and overarching and 10%. There will be consequences for actions, and the rights of the victim will be put ahead of the rights of the perpetrator. And that's the change that's needed. In the meantime, there's still 2 years to go until the election. Now, I would like to think that the government will eventually cave in some capacity to the pressure that will come to bear, and we are not going to lie down on this and say, well, this has to be wait 2 years. We are going to continue to take the fight up. We're going to continue to raise it in Parliament. We're going to continue to hold your local members who do absolutely zero on this front. We'll continue to hold them account. We're going to make this a big issue, because it is a big issue for people who are living through this nightmare.
Yes, exactly. David, thank you for making the time available this morning.
Thanks, John. Heading in there now, mate. All the best.
David Crisafulli, he's heading into Parliament. And we just had a few minutes to spare. He had a few minutes to spare there. He is, of course, the state leader of the opposition and the LNP member for Broadwater. Now, the time's 12 minutes.